all the places I performed, though, the culture that's the weirdest to assimilate to is definitely L.A. Hollywood culture. It doesn't ever make any sense to me. Like, everyone out in Los Angeles is obsessed with being healthy right now, but they're obsessed with being healthy in just ridiculous, over-the-top ways. Where I meet people, and they take antidepressants, and they also take Pilates, and they take yoga, and they take spin class, and it's like, if you're unhappy, don't try to live longer. I think you're a dyslexic. That's what I think. It's never enough for people with being healthy in LA. Like, I gave up red meat this year. I bought a bunch of turkey meat. My friend Nick comes over, sees, he goes, a lot of nitrates. I'm not worried about eating nitrates. So why not? I said, because I don't know what the fuck a nitrate is. Like, there's always some new secret health thing that you don't even know about. People are like, so you get enough Q vitamins? Are you getting your Q? I didn't even know Q was a vitamin. Like, oh, it helps your circulation. Oh, really? We're drinking and driving right now. What's that helping us pull off? And it's getting very hard to know what's good for you. Like, I like energy bars. It's a nice contained meal. But it's getting hard to know what's an energy bar and what's a ninja-ass candy bar playing dress-up. You know what I mean? Have you seen them now? You're like, what, a peanut butter and nugget? Is that a Snickers? They're like, no. On the package is a picture of a guy climbing a mountain. So that's good for you. The Snickers is a picture of a guy jacking off alone in an apartment with no girlfriend, so you want to keep that out of your bloodstream if you can. And everyone in LA is very liberal right now, but they're very cocky about the fact that they're liberal. Very cocky, which is obnoxious. That's why my goal this year is to buy a Prius, so I can be the anti-Prius driver. Be like, yeah, that's my Prius, the one with a gun rack and the McCain sticker on the back and the... The one with a dead deer carcass rode to the hood. Wouldn't that be fun? Drive around Whole Foods in a Prius throwing garbage out your window. It's a Prius, already helped the earth, faggot. My Prius plays Toby Keith. I don't say the word faggot in any kind of a hateful way. It's just an expression. Very open-minded on all these issues. Matter of fact, here's how I feel about gay marriage. I don't understand why people care whether you marry a man or a woman. Because have you ever seen a couple over 65? It is very hard to tell who is who. Oh, I think that's the husband with the thinner mustache. And the bigger titties. But people are so homophobic now, they say gay instead of bad. People be like, this is so gay. Like what? Gotta go to work tomorrow? Do you work in a dick-sucking factory? Is that what you're doing with your life? This seems so homophobic, man. Whenever I meet people who are homophobic, I'm always like, dude, you gotta be gay yourself, or else why are you emotionally involved in the issue? I hate gays. Why? Well, they come into my dreams and have sex with each other. Start jerking off to scare them away. And straight guys will hate on gay guys. Straight guys will be like, why do gay guys get a pride parade? Why do they get a march? Why don't we get a pride march? Gay guys have a pride parade and a march because they have 2% body fat and they can march. That's why they get it. We'll have a march when that's not a health risk for our community. Can you imagine the straight guy pride parade? Like 7 fat guys on a float watching the parade on TV. Alternating between pride and nachos. But when you do comedy, man, in clubs, you hear a lot of anti-gay jokes, which is a shame, you know, but it's easy to get laughs like that. I used to tell jokes like that, but I stopped because after a show, this woman came up to me and she's like, you know, my daughter's a lesbian, and I was offended. And I was like, all right, well, I'm sorry you're a bad parent. Because I love gays, but I hate criticism, so keep your shit to yourself. Very sensitive.